弟兄姐妹朋友早安。
Good morning.
圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas.
今天那个 Janet 的妈妈86岁，她学着说中文。
And so, Janet's mom's learning Chinese.
她说你好。所以你感谢主哈。的确，如果没有耶稣基督的降生，学中文是不可能的。
And it really is only by God's power that, that such a thing is possible.
对这样一位老人来说。
For Lady is herself.
如果耶稣没有来，我们星期五唱的这首诗歌。
We sang on Friday night if Jesus had not come.
我突然觉得我们圣诞树下的所有的礼物变得非常的轻。
Then all of those presents under the Christmas tree really don't mean that much.
我们今天所有的人，无论是在我们教会还是其他的教会来敬拜的人。
And so today, all of us who come to worship, whether it is here or in any other place,
都跟2000年前在马槽里降生的那个婴儿有关系。
It all has to do with the infant that was born in a humble manger.
我们来赞美上帝。
Let us praise God.
因为这位道成了肉身，住在我们中间，成为我们敬拜上帝的根源。
Because the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, we have a basis to, with.As we can worship God.
也成为我们敬拜上帝的能力。
And we have the power to worship God.
更成为了我们敬拜他的对象。
And he himself became the object of our worship.
今天的正道经文在约翰福音第一章。
And so today the text that we will be reading from is the Gospel of John, chapter 1.
我们再多的言语也没办法描述这些经文的内涵。
And it really...All the words in the world could not describe the truths that are contained in this text.
我念第一章的一节，请弟兄姐妹就念十四节。
I will read the first verse. We ask the brethren to read verse 14.
我先念中文。太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning.
That's right in English.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
一个信仰如果没有神秘的这个色彩的时候，这个内涵的时候。
And so we see that our faith is full of many mysteries.
没有办法继续成为一个信仰。
And indeed, it is without that element of mystery.
不是吗？保罗说，当我们在将来跟主见面的时候，都不需要信心了。
For indeed, when we go to see the Lord, there's no need for faith anymore.
同样的，一个信仰如果完全不可理解、不可感受的话
，But at the same time, if a belief is completely out of the realm of believability,
也不可能成为信仰。
Then it cannot be faith either.
道成肉身。住在我们中间就具有这两个特点。
And so this incarnation captures that paradox.
又是人。
It is God and yet he became man.
所以 C.S. 路易斯说过一句话。
And so C.S. Lewis said.
他说基督徒们他们宣扬一个中心的神迹。
That the central miracle asserted by Christians.
就是道成肉身。
Is the incarnation.
这些基督徒宣称神成了人。
They say that God became man.
记得第四世纪的一个教父叫格里高里。
So there was a church father in the fourth century, Gregory.
在他的祷告的赞叹中这样说。
His prayer was recorded thus.
他说自存者变成了依存者。
The self-existence came into being.
创造的主变成了受造的一位。
The creator became the creation.
他说那个就也就是说那个不能够被限制的他自己限制自己。
That which cannot be contained yet contain himself.
所以我们一同来祷告，来祷告这个永恒的神怎么变成人，住在我们中间。
So let us see how, indeed how the eternal God became a man and lived among us.
主，我们读过了你的圣言，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
Lord, we have read how your truth became that living flesh among us, full of grace and truth.
求你的圣灵来帮助我们。
And let your Holy Spirit indeed help us.
使用已经住在我们中间的恩典和真理改变我们。
Use that grace and truth to change us.
改变我们的品格和思想。
To change our character and our thoughts.
主，我们也注意到你说道成了肉身住在我们中间，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And indeed, this not only did this the incarnation occur, but we have seen the glory of the one and only.
所以我们祈求圣灵，你继续帮助我们。
And so we ask the Spirit to keep helping us.
让我们看见住在我们中间的那个天上的荣光，来更新我们的敬拜和使命。
Let that light that came from above renew us in our vision and our work.
Amen. 住在我们中间的恩典和真理。
And so the truth lived among us.He lived among us full of grace and truth.
我们经常都说道成肉身。
So we talk about the incarnation a lot.
是什么意思呢？
What's it mean?
如果简单的来说，就是约翰起初说到的第一章的一节。
And so it is that what we see from John.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
他说这个永恒的道，自存的道，就是神自己。
That this word is God Himself.
接下来他还说，这个道是创造者，是光，是生命的本体。
And that this word was light and life.
但是到了十四节，他指出这个道成了人。
And then in verse 14, it tells us that this light became, took on human flesh.
一个超越的道竟然进入他的时间空间里面，成为中间的一位。
A truth that surpasses all space and time, yet entered himself into history.
有血有肉。
And with flesh and blood.
非常的不可思议。
It is really almost incomprehensible.
我们可以有很多的比喻，但是没有一个比喻能够表达这样的一个事件。
And we use many analogies, but nothing comes even close to describing the wonder of this matter.
住在我们中间。
It dwells among us.
很重要的意思就是说，这个造物主他要在我们中间安营扎寨。
And that, so this is a very important point that we must remember that God Himself wishes to dwell among us.
在创造的时候，神是跟人同住的。
For at the very beginning of creation, God and man were side by side.
亚当背离神之后
，But after Adam disobeyed God,
人堕入罪中
，Man fell into sin.
没有办法跟圣洁的人、圣洁的上帝同住。
And can no longer dwell with the God who is holy.
你就要想想我们今天的生活。
Look at our lives today.
刚刚罗毅祷告中说，他在马槽里和进入我们的生命里面是一样的，我们是肮脏的人。
Him being born into a manger is like being born into our lives, for we too are full of filth.
但是上帝没有放弃他的救赎计划。
But God did not abandon his plan of salvation.
他不断的要实现的计划就是要与人同住。
For his plan has always been to dwell among men.
他要成为我们的神，我们要成为他的子民。
He is to be our God and we are to be his people.
其中一个目的是要改变我们。
And one of those goals was to change us.
一个跟圣洁的上帝同住的人一定会被改变。
For anyone who dwells with a God as holy as he is will be changed.
旧约的时候，摩西的会幕
In the Old Testament, the tabernacle of Moses
就是人跟神相遇的地方
was where man,
约会的地方
was where man could meet with God.
其中有一个问题，这个约会，这个约柜在他们中间来表达的是说，这群人跟上帝是有关系的，跟其他的人不一样。
And the tabernacle and indeed the Ark of the Covenant within that tabernacle represented that these were people belonging to God.
我老在想，什么是上帝给人最大的祝福
？And I think, what is the greatest blessing God could give to man?
我刚信主的时候，一个姐妹老鼓励我，她要分别的时候，她说：“神与你同在。”
And so,
我也不知道什么意思。
When I first became a believer, I would hear the first phrase often. A sister would often bless me with, "God be with you."
我现在深深感到这句话是非常非常重要。
And it is only now that I understand how important that is.
的确，神亲自的与我们同住，与我们同在，那是最大的祝福。
Indeed, it is God's presence among us is the greatest blessing.
反过来，最大的惩罚不是病，也不是我们失业。
And also the greatest disaster is neither illness nor losing a job.
我知道我们中间很多人生病。
And I know many of us are ill.
但是失去了他与我们的同在，那是最大的一个损失。
But the biggest loss would be the loss of God from.
大家非常熟悉的以色列人被上帝那么大的神迹奇事带入这个旷野里面，离开红海。
Look at the Israelites. They were brought out of Egypt by God's great miracles through the plagues and the crossing of the Red Sea.
当摩西跟到山上领受十诫的时候。
And so when Moses went up into the mountain to receive the commandment,
他们开始拜金牛犊了。
They already turned their backs on him and worshipped him.
所以这段故事，神就发怒了。神发怒会说什么呢？
And so God was very disappointed in them, and he said,
他说，我差遣使者去，我的应许会完成的，也要赶那些迦南人出来，就是在出埃及记三十三章。
And he, so, you can read the details in Exodus 33. He says, okay, I'll lead you through the promised land. I'll chase out the people because that was my promise. I will not go back on my promise.
但是有一件事，我自己不跟你们一同去。
I will not go with you.
免得你们是因为你们是逆着景象的百姓，恐怕我在路上把你们给灭绝了。
And for you are a stiff-necked people. If I were to go with you even for a moment, I might destroy you.
百姓听完了以后都吓死了，说这个连装配都没有了，圣诞的花也没有了。
And so the people removed all their decorations.
但是摩西怎么样反应呢
？And so what did Moses say?
摩西作为一个中保，他怎么反应
？And Moses as a mediator between God and man, what was his reaction?
他到帐幕里去跟神交谈。
And so he talked with God.
耶稣也是这样为我们交谈的。来看摩西怎么样交谈的。
So what did Moses say?
他说第十二节，他说你是的，你吩咐我要把这百姓领上去。但是却没有告诉我你要打发谁跟我同去。
Moses said to the Lord, You have been telling me lead these people, but you have not let me know whom you will send with me. You have said, I know you by name, and you have found favor with me.
好，既然是你，我在你面前蒙了恩的话呢，就求你指示你的道路给我。
If you are pleased with me, teach me your way, so I may know you and continue to find favor with you.
很关键的加了一句话，他说你，他提醒上帝哈，他说。你要想到这民是你的，不是我的。
Remember that this nation is your people.
他继续说，耶和华就回应他，他说我必亲自和你同去，使得你有安息。
The Lord replied, My presence will go with you, and I will give you rest.
摩西再次说，他说你若亲自不跟我同去，就不要把我领出来。
Then Moses said to him, If your presence does not go with us, then do not send us up from here.
他说岂不是因为你与我们同去使我和你的百姓与地上的万民有分别吗
How will anyone know that you are pleased with me and your people unless you go with us? What else will distinguish me and your people from all the other people on the face of the earth?
所以耶和华说你所求的我也要行因为你在我面前蒙了恩我按你的名认识了你
And the Lord said to Moses I will do the very thing you have asked because I am pleased with you and I know you by name
我特别要提醒大家的是神的同在和神把我们分别出来这两个事。
And so God's presence and we who are people holy to God.
当一个强大的人跟一个懦小的人在一起你有什么感受
?So if you got a very big strong guy standing next to you, how would you feel?
如果你是一个机械师把你送到一个工厂去解决问题。
If let's say you're an engineer and they sent you somewhere to solve a problem.
如果一个高手跟你一块去，你的感觉会不会不一样
？How would you feel different if a real expert went with you？
如果一个孩子到了一个陌生的环境里，他为什么要爸爸妈妈抱？平常不要抱的
？Or maybe if have you ever seen a child go into a new a place he's never been to before? Even if this child usually isn't very close to his parents, he'll still cling to them.
他要找那个比他强大的作为安全的保障。
Because he, even a child knows to seek out the one who is stronger than he is as a place of security.
一个新开车的人，如果一个老司机在旁边，他有什么感受
？Why is it that when we learn to drive, we always have a more experienced driver sitting next to the student?
我记得我有一个经历，就是我的儿子上一个很高的台，他八岁的时候想要滑，但是他不敢上去。
And so when my son was very young, we once went to a theme park and he wanted to go up a slide, but it was very high up and he was terrified.
我鼓励半天都没有用。
And no matter how I encouraged him, he wouldn't do it.
他最后说我跟你一块去，他马上就走。
And so I said, okay, fine, I'll go with you. So he was very excited.
我们一个人上一个梯子，然后一块滑下来了。
And so we climbed up together and we came down together.
我是吓死了，我从来没上那么高过。
And in fact, I ended up being more scared.Because it was pretty high up too.
这关键就是说那个同在感是影响人的。
But the point is that because we were in it together, it changed the experience.
我到这里都想起来，为什么诗篇二十三篇作者会说，耶和华是我的牧者，我不至于缺乏，不是说他不要吃不要喝。
Why is it that what in Psalm 23 he says, "The Lord is my shepherd; I shall not want." It's not that you know he doesn't need to eat or sleep anymore.
最知心的朋友唱的说有了主还要什么的时候很多人觉得肉麻但是这是一个真实的基督徒知道有主的同在一切都会有的
Maybe it sounds a little too fluffy and sentimental when we sing、what else do we need when we have the Lord but as Christians we know that it's a real experience
旧约是这个样子新约就更进一步
And it is so in the Old Testament and even more so in the New
当这个道披戴肉身进入我们中间的时候把我们带到了一个末后的时代
And for when that word became flesh, it brought us into the end of an age.
上帝不光跟摩西同住。
For not only is God willing to just live with Moses,
他要跟所有他所爱的百姓，他的儿女们同住。
But with all his people, all those that he loves.
更重要一点，他把我们的心要换掉。
And more importantly, he's going to change us from the inside out.
我就在想为什么要把实心换成肉心这是旧约也经常讲说新约有一个应许说我们将来会有一个肉心
Why is it that there's a promise in the Old Testament that says I will take your hearts of stone and I will change it into hearts of flesh
肉心有一个特点就是能够被塑造
A heart of flesh is moldable, it's changeable
所以当耶稣基督进入这个世界之后我们的心被他改变以后我们就可能被塑造
and so it is only after the transforming power of Christ comes into our lives that our hearts can be transformed
所以同住在新约里头是非常重要的
so that indwelling is very important in the New Testament
我注意到在这个约翰福音如果我们看到36节的时候还是这一章
and so back to John chapter 1 verse 36
这是描述施洗约翰看见耶稣经过的时候他说这是神的羔羊然后两个门徒就跟他走了跟耶稣走了
And so we see here when John saw Jesus the Baptist saw Jesus passing by he declared Jesus to be the Lamb of God and immediately two of John's disciples went and followed Jesus
所以耶稣看他们跟着就问说你们要什么
So turning around Jesus saw them following and asked What do you want?
他就说老师啊拉比你住在哪里
They askedRabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣对他们说你们来看
And so, come, he replied, and you will see.
结果这两个人就跟耶稣同住了
And so then those two people went to stay with Jesus.
做门徒是跟师父住在一起的
Because in those days, when you went to study under a rabbi, you lived with him.
这三年半的时间耶稣投资在这十二个人身上
And in these 3 years, Jesus invested his life.
后来这些使徒们
And so these disciples
他们改变了世界
They changed the world
这三年是非常重要的
So these 3 years are very important
我想起来我们挺害怕跟人住在一起的
so,
尤其是陌生人
So we don't like roaming with people especially with strangers
咱们不要说圣洁的上帝跟我们住在一起
And much less the holy God
我原来想我们奥兰多因为游客比较多经常平常不打电话的人哈因为你搬到奥兰多别人会给你打电话了跟你亲热起来了
So perhaps because Orlando is a tourist town you'll suddenly have a lot of friends that you haven't heard from for years and years call you up
所以我们可能接待客人的时候缺乏热情或者招待不周
So perhaps we really need to learn a little more hospitality when we're receiving our guests
但最近有一个朋友住在我们家的时候我发现那个都不是问题
So it's but thenBut now that I have an experience of some friends staying over, and I thought it wasn't too bad of a problem.
我的问题是说怕我们家里太乱，夫妻吵架让他看见。
Because, but what kind of worried me was, well, what if they saw something that wasn't good, like me and my wife having a fight?
如果儿女不顺服，让别人看见怎么样
？Or maybe if our kids weren't obedient.
这是一个 很追求的弟兄。
And so, you know, how would I look to this other brother who is also seeking after the Lord?
他可能看见我的祷告生活怎么样。我起来的时候，他已经在祷告了。
Because he was already
他住在厅里，他躲不了。
He was already up and praying even before I was out of bed.
我会告诉他说我已经祷告完了。
And so I said, I'm already done.
其实真的哈，我们不愿意跟人同住，同住表明我们必须把我们的人打开。
And because living together means that you have to open your whole life to someone.
但我们从来没意识到，当我们信主的时候，耶稣借着圣灵已经跟我们住在一起了。
But what we sometimes forget is that when we believe in Jesus, Christ Himself has already moved in.
只是我们有一个很重要的意识，我们要体验到以马内利，神与我们同在。
And so we must learn to experience Emmanuel, that is God with us.
这样才有可能改变。
And that is the only venue of change.
我看了一个现代的这个教育学的理论这样说。
And so there's a, there, you know, there's, they have theories now for everything. And so I once read this out of an education journal.
他说对人影响有不同的方式。
And so there's many ways you can influence people.
读书是资讯式的。
And there's a way of information where you read a book.
上学学技能是技能性的。
Or you go to school and you learn a skill.
但是面对面的相处，师徒般的影响是最深的。
But the deepest, most profound influence is a person to person.
不是吗？你们读博士班的时候，一般就两三个学生了。
Isn't it true that when the higher you go, the fewer classmates you have with you?
所以当耶稣基督来到世上的时候，他个别的影响人。
And so when Jesus comes, he comes and he transforms individual lives.
除了门徒之外
，other than the, not only did he do that for the disciples.
有两个人我要特别提到。
There's two people I must make special.
一个是高官，一个是妇人。
Now one was a high official and one was a humble lady.
法利赛人尼哥底姆，我们非常熟悉的重生的道。
And one was so Nicodemus, we all know he received that life.
这个不好意思的官。
This guy who was so ashamed of seeing Jesus.
当耶稣基督把他改变之后。
But then Jesus transformed him.
他在一次事情上呢，为耶稣辩护过。
And he was willing to stand up and plead Jesus' cause.
当耶稣死了之后，门徒都散的时候，他却跟那个另一个人去告耶稣。
And when all the other disciples had abandoned Jesus, he showed up and he asked for Jesus' body.
他来见证耶稣是弥赛亚。
And he testifies that he is the Messiah.
这是站高位的。
And so this was a man who had a high position.
还有一个撒玛利亚妇人。
And another was a Samaritan woman.
这是在井边的故事。
The woman at the well, we all know that story.
是杂种。
She was, as far as the Israelites concerned, of mixed blood.
所以当耶稣跟她交谈的时候，她很惊讶。
So when Jesus was willing to talk to her, she was very surprised.
结果他是第一个，耶稣包括门徒之外，至少圣经的记载是这样，告诉他说他耶稣基督是弥赛亚。
So she was outside of the disciples the first person Jesus said he was the Messiah to.
耶稣知道他的痛苦。
Because Jesus knew her difficulty.
他说他有五个丈夫，仍然不满足。
Because she was not satisfied even after five men.
因为没有一个人是真正爱他的。
Because no one would love her.
现在跟他在一起的是同居的人。
And even the one who was living with her, she wasn't even married to him.
但是就这样一个人。
But even a person like her.
耶稣爱她。
Jesus loved her.
走到她的身边。
He came up to her.
对她说，我是要你敬拜的那位主。
I am the one you are to worship.
红军写了一篇文章在那里面，就提到敬拜是以真理和圣灵里的敬拜。
And so, our brother Lee,Hong Jun, he once wrote an article about the worship of spirit and truth.
我觉得非常重要。和合本 unfortunately 翻译是用心灵和诚实，这是好的翻译。
So the NIV, the Chinese NIV translated as spirit and honesty.
但是更重要，如果看上下文的时候，圣灵的重生，四章的圣灵的工作，活水圣灵流出来的工作，和后面都在讲到圣灵。
But if you read the context, it's talking about the spirit, the power of rebirth.The streams of living water and so on and so forth.
所以我们的敬拜跟撒玛利亚妇人说，我们很多的时候，我们 不是不愿意敬拜上帝，我们是敬拜很多不是上帝的代替品。
So it's not that we don't want to worship God, but we keep getting distracted by all these other things that are around us.
所以当这个恩典和真理进入我们中间的时候，我们的思想要改变。
So when this grace and truth comes into our lives,
被神的话来改变。
Our thoughts must be transformed.
有一件事情我要提一下。
And so I must remind you.
道成肉身的事情对中国人来说不稀奇的。
That this idea of incarnation is not new for us Chinese folks.
我们在很多的故事的时候会讲到七仙女下凡啊。
So we, you know, in our myths are full of stories of gods and supernatural beings coming to us.
希腊人也不稀奇的。
And it was no news. It wasn't news to the Greeks either.
对犹太人是很稀奇的。
But it was for the Jews.
所以当我们想的时候，这个道成肉身的时候，一定是真理和恩典。
And so we must remember that this.Word becoming flesh, it is not mere myth, but it is indeed truth and grace.
我特别要提醒我们中国的弟兄姐妹。
I must especially remind our brothers and sisters from China.
在中国基督教发展的时候，现在异端也是在中国最多的时候。
That the truth is running alongside, and already many heresies have sprung up.
东方闪电说这次耶稣基督什么变成一个女人住在我们中间。
So you know many.Including like the Eastern Lightning, she claims that she is Jesus in the flesh, and sowing seeds of this division in the church.
所以当我们现在思想的时候，有两点我要提醒大家：我们怎么来分别他是不是一个跟随主的人，是不是有神同在的人
？So how do we tell whether or not a person really is following the words of God?
第一个就是要守住在耶稣基督里的启示的真理。
So first is that you must hold on to the revealed truth that is in the Word of God.
约翰在他的后面，约翰一书，他说到，凡认耶稣基督道成肉身来的，就是出于神。
All those who recognize that Christ came as was Word become flesh came from God.
只有这一次。
And it was this only once.
不是佛教的再次不断的变成狗变成猫，或者再次变成女的男的。
It's not like the Buddhism where you can reincarnate into a dog or a cat or something.
只有耶稣基督变成了肉身。
But only Christ.
这是在讲神临近我们。
And so that's the approach of God.
还有一个讲真理是一个自己的主体性。
And that truth itself is a self-existent entity.
它是绝对的，是超越的。
He is absolute and above all.
从表面上我们在追求真理。
So we might look like we are going after truth.
但事实上是真理来到我们中间向我们显明。
But it is in fact truth itself that came and revealed itself to us.
所以上帝是鼓励我们来追求他的。
So of course God welcomes us to seek him.
刚刚小东念了那段经文。
Our brother here, he read out of a passage.
但是呢，寻找的过程呢，是一定心态是降服在真理下面的。
That when in the process of seeking truth, you must humble yourself in that truth.
那个门就是耶稣基督，那个超越的道住在人间。
Christ Himself is that door, that way.
没有其他的门。
There is no other door.
住在我们中间的恩典，要不断的改变我们的人格，改变我们的思想。
And He will dwell among us and continue to transform us.
他还要来改变我们的敬拜
and he will change the way we
和我们的使命
and our mission in life.
这十四节继续说到说住在我们中间的是我们见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光
and so again first, John 1:14 we have seen his glory the glory of the one and only
他说天上的荣光竟然在地上完全彰显出神独生子的荣光
And this light shone in among the world as a light to all men.
以至于我们这些没有能力敬拜的人可以来按真理和恩典敬拜他。
And so that we can worship God full of
with grace. 当我一想神的荣耀的时候，我都不知道在太多了。
And you know, I could do another whole sermon by itself on God's glory.
但是圣经中更多是说神荣耀的彰显。
And also the scripture too has many verses concerning the manifestation of God's glory.
如果我们继续那个出埃及记第三章，记得神要跟他同在了，摩西非常高兴。
And so God promised to be with the Israelites, Moses was very glad.
但摩西就大胆地说，把你的荣耀显给我。
And so he made a very bold request. He said, show me your glory.
所以神说，我只能把背显给你，对吧？当我荣耀经过的时候，我手遮着你。
He says, I can only show you my back, but when I pass by, I will cover you with my hand.
结果，摩西跟神这样一个擦肩而过。
And so Moses only passed, was only able to kind of rub shoulders with God.
有什么样的改变？
And how did he change?
你都记得他下山了以后，满脸发光，他不知道。
And
然后下面的人都吓得要死。
And so when he came down from the mountain, his face was glowing, and it frightened all the people.
以至于有段时间他必须要遮着他。
And so he had to wear a veil over his face.
我就在想，我说我们教会要这样一个人多好。
And so I thought,
一站出来，别人都给镇住了。
That someone who could be like that in our church, he would be a presence among us.
不然就像上星期一样，说看到跟保罗那样的改变，大光一照，眼睛瞎了哈，也可以。
Or maybe have an experience like Paul, you know, suddenly the light shone upon you and they became blind.
我这段时间在服事中间感到非常的乏力。
And because it is hard as to do all this work day in and day out.
看到教会有很多的需要，我没有办法来做。
And there are many needs in the church that they cannot all be met.
有力气看不动。
And or, you know, that we just,We don't have enough people, we don't have enough energy.
就跟李红军的手一样的举不起来。
And so, you know, sometimes we can't even lift our hands.
在这个求问过程中，我就发现我自己的个人的敬拜没有深度。
And indeed, so even in my own worship, sometimes it lacks depth.
我是很认真的读 CCI, 我知道现在教会可能没有多少人在读了，因为我没有在送那个我们读经了。
And so maybe, you know, we're a little short on materials now. We don't send out all of the readings.
但是呢我就发现说我都读了可是呢我产生的敬拜并不多。
That even though I read all this material, even though I know all this stuff, I still don't, it's, there's still really not any substance to my worship.
我希望你比我好哈，我希望你比我好。
And I hope you can do better than I did.
在上次主日学我们在教这个会员课程的时候，我跟英强一个对话。
So last in the last membership class, I happened to have a conversation with our brother Fred.
他说我们教会的那个飞机模型很好，他讲我们教会的施工的这个流程图。
And he says, oh well, you know the models we have about like the way the flow of all the different activities is very good.
他说你说中心是敬拜和祷告。
And that so the center is the worship.And prayer.
但是怎么样在我们的三个柱石中间发现真理的柱石有爱的家庭和基督见证中来彰显出敬拜和祷告来。
So how do we do that in our three pillars, you know, that we have listed in our bulletin?
我知道我深深的知道我们那三个价值是很好的。当我们来走的时候最后一定会碰到敬拜的。我们在教导中有敬拜。
Because and so no matter which way we go, we'll always run into worship in our teaching.
在我们的团契的时候，我们会有祷告。
In our fellowship, we have prayer.
在我们向人做见证的时候，我们是需要祷告，神与我们同在。
And when we share with other people, we also experience that.
但是我的感受是说，我们现在缺乏祷告，缺乏敬拜。我讲真实的敬拜。
But sometimes I think we really still need more prayer, more worship.
这个谢访弟兄在我们中间哈，他是爱写 blog 的人。
And so we have a brother here who likes to write web blogs.
Web blogs. 那他写过我们教会的几个观察，
so、
一个很正面，两个很负面。
So he as an outsider wrote some a critique on our church.
因为我觉得非常的感谢主哈，我就讲他一个负面的，正面的很好。讲在红军家那天送那个弟兄出去，说那弟兄出去的时候，他觉得是被差遣。进海他们走的时候
and so he complimented us on the way that we send our brothers and sisters who are moving away we send them out with a sense of mission
但他在他 blog 里头这样说的他说我到看完拿撒有个弟兄带我去教会的祷告会
and so he said well after after he had a chance to tour around a little bit he came to a prayer meeting
但是出乎我的意料，祷告会只是寥寥的人数，几乎只是一个同工会的一个子集。
And so it's really only the coworkers that were meeting there.
他说我跟西雅图的火热祷告会相比落差太大了，心中非常不愉快。
I was very disappointed to see how badly it compared against the some of the other churches I've seen.
我在上海的祷告会虽然比不上西雅图的，但是无论从人数和比例呢，都比这里的强。
And so even when I was in Shanghai, whether it was by numbers or in the proportions, it was better than here.
但是他说，当时他伸出一些骄傲的时候，他说圣灵就责备他。
And so I for this I looked down on you guys, but then the Holy Spirit rebuked me.
难道这是你的功劳吗？
He said, is it because of you that they came to pray?
他当然不是。
No.
然后我希望看到这篇文章的奥兰多弟兄姐妹呢，不要生我的气。
And I hope that you, anyone who reads my article that's from this church won't be mad.
说祷告会冷清是一个事实。
And it is true that the
prayer
meeting is not as popular.
还有很多的教会都有这样的现象。
In any church.
但是祷告会他说是教会属灵生命的一个温度计。
But truly, the prayer meeting is the gauge of the life of a church.
我非常感谢神。
So I truly thank God.
他能把这话写出来告诉我们。
That he can remind us with these words.
真的，我们是需要悔改的。
We really do need to repent.
我记得我刚刚信主的时候，我们出去郊游的时候。
That even as a new believer, even if I would go out for a picnic.
我们中间用对讲机的时候，都用诗篇彼此来鼓励的。
That when we would be calling each other up on a walkie-talkie, we'd encourage each other with.Scripture.
今天我们有 cell phone.
And today we have cell phones.
我们彼此是用那种鼓励的话来劝勉对方的吗？
Do we still use the same words to encourage each other?
我还记得一段经文。
I still remember a verse.
一个姐妹这样鼓励大家。
That our sister
is 用 walkie-talkie 来讲的。
Over the walkie-talkie.
诗篇的105篇。
Psalm 105.
你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为。
Praise the Lord, you are to call upon his name and pray and declare his works among the people.
要向他唱诗歌，谈论他一切奇妙的作为。
Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell all of his wonderful acts.
要以他的圣名夸耀，寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。
Glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice.
悔改中是有喜乐的。
That there is joy.
也可能你们很少悔改，所以在悔改中没有喜乐。
Perhaps you have not experienced it, but there is indeed joy in repentance.
我想到明年的经文，其中一个悔改中就有喜乐。
And even you know, as I'm collecting the verse of the week for next year, it has that promise that there is joy in repentance.
最后一句话是我让大家记住的。
And one more verse.
寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。
That seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face always.
这是敬拜。
That is worship.
求主怜悯我们的教会。
We ask God to have mercy on us.
为你自己来祷告，为教会来祷告，为神的国度来祷告。
To pray for yourself, to pray for this church, to pray for the kingdom of God.
利用一切的时间。
Use all the time that we have.
如果你今年从来没有参加过一次祷告会，
If you've never attended any prayer meeting this year,
我请求你，
I'm asking you now,
我鼓励你，
and I
我也命令你，
and I have the authority to order you to come here and pray.
31号我们可以到立南执事家去祷告。
New Year's Eve, Deacon An Li Nan will be having a prayer meeting at his house.
我们用那样的 party 的时间来敬拜神，来寻求他的面，在他的中间得到能力。
So while we parting, let us not forget to seek his face, to receive strength from him, and to worship him.
以至于我们的心中的那个圣殿被建立。
And so that we can put the temple of God in our own hearts.
再看到我们将来的聚会的场所被建立。
And as we see our new and we work with building up the new place that we may be able to go to.
耶稣基督的荣耀是非常的多。
For God is a God of great glory.
我们想圣诞节的时候。
When we come and on Christmas Day.
让我提醒一下耶稣基督在地上彰显的荣耀。
Let's remind you the glory that God had given to us.
记得耶稣基督出生的时候， 牧羊人被主的荣光照着。
When he was born, the shepherds in the field saw a great light.
耶稣基督受洗的时候。
And when he was baptized,
天开了，父神说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
The heavens were open, and a voice from heaven.
圣灵降在他身上。
And the Spirit of God descended upon him.
在他上十字架之前的登山变相。
And when he was transfigured on the mountain,
上了高山之后，他的衣服发光，非常的洁白，地上所有的漂白的衣服都没有那个白。
And his clothing became white, whiter than any bleach could bleach.
在他受死的时候。
And when he died,
他说：“我在地上我已经荣耀了天父，你继续来荣耀我。”
I have already glorified my Father. Now you are to glorify me.
有一个士兵当时说：“这真是神的儿子。”
Even a soldier standing by watching, he said, "This truly must have been the Son of God."
复活的主，那荣耀就更不用讲了。
And of course, the resurrection. After the resurrection, the glory was even greater.
但是他复活之后有一件事情告诉教会。
And after he was resurrected, he told the church.
在约翰福音的二十章二十一节。
In John chapter 20 verse 21,
他对门徒们说：“愿你们平安。”
He says, "Peace unto you."
父怎么样差遣了我？
How the Father had sent me.
我也照样差遣你们。
I will now send you.
今天的教会是在被差遣的过程中。
And so this our church now is in the process of being sent out.
上个星期音墙只是讲了《使徒行传》的第一章。
Last week, Brother Fred talked about Acts, chapter 1.
那在这个《使徒行传》中，我只要提两个地方，都是讲一件事。
And so I want to mention again two things from Acts.
耶稣自己复活之后，用四十天的时间宣讲神国的道 ，preaching the kingdom of God.
Jesus himself spent 40 days preaching the kingdom of God.
让他们圣灵跟他们同在的时候，继续来讲这个道。
And but through the indwelling of the Spirit to continue this word.
当使徒行传结束的时候。
And at the end of the book of Acts.
保罗是一个被软禁的人。
Paul was in prison.
没有车也没有 cell phone.
He had no car and no cell phone.
但圣经说，他放胆宣讲主的道，将耶稣基督的事情教导人。
He boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
知道这个福音是多么美好的一件事。
So what a wonderful thing the gospel is.
不仅是耶稣来过，他将来还要再来，永久的帐幕要在人间，这是启示录讲的。
And remember that in Revelation, that one day he will come and he will make his dwelling among us.
今天耶稣基督也在呼召我们。
And so God is calling us.
道成肉身来赢夺更多的人，安慰更多的人，医治更多的人，使更多人悔改，信靠他。
To bring the truth of Christ, to take the truth of Christ into ourselves and to live that out among all peoples.
我知道。我们中间有很多生病的人。
And there are many of us who are ill now.
那其中 Audrey 是很多弟兄姐妹为她祷告。
Especially our little sister Audrey has been prayed for by many.
这有一封信是他们父母写给教会的。
And so they sent a thank you card to the whole church.
他特别感谢的是那些为他祷告的人。
And in it, they especially thank those who prayed for her.
特别感谢的是那些开车去看他的人。
And those who went to visit her in person.
因为当有人去看另一个人的时候，就带来耶稣基督的道成肉身，住在他的中间。
For whenever we went, there was the love of God in the flesh.
允许我用一点宝贵的时间念这段卡，因为这是一个从死亡线上走过来的姐妹。
So I'm going to read this for you.
妈妈是信主的，爸爸还没有信主。
The mother is a Christian and the father is not one yet.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Dear brothers and sisters,
主内平安
Peace in the Lord.
我们知道自从 Audrey 生病以来
We know that since Audrey has fallen ill,
她就一直在你们的挂念和祷告中
She has constantly been in your thoughts and prayers.
我们全家都在你们的挂念和祷告中
And indeed, our whole family has been in your thoughts and prayers.
因着你们的祷告和爱心
Because of your prayer and your love,
Audrey 战胜了死神
Audrey has triumphed over death.
疾病病情渐渐的好转，以至于稳定。
And her illness has diminished and she's stabilized.
终于在十二月十八日从 UIF 转到了 Jackson 的 Rehabbing Hospital.
And in the 18th of this month, she was transferred out of the hospital at the University of Florida to a rehab hospital in Jacksonville.
将要开始下一个阶段的治疗。
And she will continue her next stage of treatment.
在这个治疗的时候 ，Audrey 要忍受和经历常人无法想象的训练和痛苦。
And at this hospital, she will experience a pain.She will have to endure pain that's beyond our imagination.
但是她恢复正常的途径，这是唯一的。
But this is the only way she can be well.
所以请你们继续为 Audrey 祷告。
So we ask you continue to pray for her.
因为你们的祷告和爱心。
And because of your loving prayers.
是 Audrey 也是我们全家最坚强的后盾。
It is our great strength and shield.
主必垂听。
And we know that the Lord will listen.
而且我们也相信。
And we also believe.
被神拣选并且遭受苦难的人。
That she was chosen to endure this and through the suffering.
她必定是一个有福的人。
She will become blessed.
谢谢大家。
We thank you all.
是道神的肉身住在我们中间。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
我们在圣经里见过他的荣光。
We through the Bible have seen.
我们今天也成为那个光。
And today we have become that light and salt ourselves.
当我们跟光的本源连接的时候。
When we connect to that light.
我们进入这个受伤的世界的时候。
When we enter into this hurting world.
忘了你自己的那点痛苦。
Forget the little bit of suffering you have.
忘了你那一点的忧虑。
Forget about that little bit of worry you might have.
忘了你的孤独。
Forget about that loneliness.
当你伸手去拥抱别人的时候
When you reach out to embrace someone,
神赐给你的是更大的一个家庭。
But what God can give you is greater.
在那里有上帝的怜悯，上帝的慈爱。
For there is God's mercy and love.
更重要的是，他住在你们中间，住在我们中间。
And more importantly, He lives among us.
我们来祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, I thank you.
谢谢你住在我们中间。
We thank you for living among us.
你这个永恒的道。
Your eternal word.
进入社会的最底层。
You entered into the very depths of society.
也进入上社会的最高层。
And to also to its very heights.
你在我们中间安营扎寨。
Then you have built your tabernacle among us.
因着你的到来，我们被改变。
And you have changed our lives.
主，我们渴望见到你的容面。
Lord, we seek your face.
当我们逃避你容面的时候，主，你来怜悯我们。
And so we ask that when we flee from your presence, that you forgive us.
让我们成为敬拜的人。
Let us be people who worship you.
不然我们是没有能力来侍奉你。
Or else we have no strength with which we
can. 不然我们是没有办法来承担你给我们的托付。
And we have no strength to carry the burden.
祈求你住在我们中间。
We ask if you to live among us.
我们再次学习摩西说，你不要离开我们这个教会。
We ask, we pray the prayer of Moses, do not send us if you are not here.
主，我们相信你的应许是不变的。
We believe that your promises will never change.
因为你给我们很多的明证，你与我们同在。
For you have.Given us many proofs that you yourself is among us.
帮助我们做那个寻求你面的人。
Let us be people who seek after your face.
祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.